I know you don't believe me when I tell you that I don't like it when you hurt me. But I don't. I really don't. Not while you're doing it. I hate it. My pleas, my desperation, my begging are real. I mean every word I say. It isn't a game, but I don't want it to be. I hate it when you hurt me. But before you hurt me, it is all I can think about. It consumes me, my thoughts, my feelings, all my desires. Just those words. I'm going to hurt you. Send me into a tailspin. My mind races with all the thoughts of what you have done to me and what you will do to me. Maybe you drop a hint the day before, or 2 days, or three. And when I ask, you just laugh. You let me think about it, worry about it, try to anticipate and prepare myself. But we both know I can't. Because in the moment, it will be real and raw and devastating for me. I stay up much later than I should because I can't turn my brain off. I know I'm not sleeping until I masturbate, but I hold off doing it for as long as I can. Touching myself, teasing, pinching, probing. It isn't the same when I try to do it myself. I know it's coming and I can make it stop. The pain feels good, but it isn't the same. I need your hands, your touch, your torment. I think about your toys and how you use them. The gleeful smile that spreads across your face as the pain becomes real for me. My imagination makes it delicious. Your hands make it real. And when you touch me, it isn't gentle, like I touch myself. My mind builds a world in which I am your victim. It seeps into everything I do. I see a knife and think of you drawing it over my skin. At work, I see a binder clip and think of you placing it on my nipples, on my pussy lips, on my clit. I shiver. There isn't any part of me you aren't willing to hurt. And there isn't any part of me I'm not willing to offer you just for that purpose. When the time comes, my heart is always racing, palms sweaty, stomach squirming, pussy wet. It is the last one you always notice. I think part of you finds reassurance there, knowing I'm not just your victim. But your willing victim. It always starts with bondage, because you want me to feel trapped, helpless, unable to stop what is happening to me. And I want that too. Sometimes you blindfold me, and sometimes you want me to see exactly what is going to be used to torment me. Sometimes you gag me. Other times you want to hear me scream, beg, plead, promise you anything just to make it stop. It is never punishment. I haven't done anything wrong. It is an expression of who I am and of who you are. Sometimes you call me your pain toy. When you do, it scares me. My fear sets off a flood of feelings and sensations. Part of it, I know, is my brain pumping chemicals into my body. I feel them coursing through me, lighting up my body, making every nerve tingle. Everything will hurt more now. My arms are drawn behind me into a leather sleeve, pressing them together until my elbows touch. You buckle the straps over my shoulders and pull the laces tight in the back. I'm trapped. My arms and hands immobilized. I look over at the small table where you set out the items you will use on me. My eyes grow wide at the assortment. There is something I fear more than anything else. Something you have been threatening to do for weeks. I look back and I shake my head slowly, my eyes starting to fill with tears. Please, I ask helplessly, inhaling deeply before adding the word. Sir. He smiled at me and reaches out, caressing my cheek and then brushing my hair back over my ear. I start to cry at his gentle touch. I'm scared, I confess. And I am. Truly. I know, he tells me calmly. My words won't make a difference. It has been decided, and I know I can't stop it now. It's something I've been dreading and also dreaming about. Something that I have imagined these past few days. At first, when I thought about it, I would recoil in horror, pushing it out of my mind. Slowly, it would creep back in. Last night, it was the thought I masturbated to. And when I came, it felt like something inside me split open. Something from the shadows was dragged into the light. How did he know? I lowered my head and tried to steady myself, feeling a bit lightheaded after I looked at the table once more. He helps me down on the table and pulls three straps across my body, pressing me hard against the table, my arms pinned underneath me. One strap above my breasts and one below. The third just at the top of my hips, forcing me to arch my back a bit to accommodate my bound arms. I feel my head being raised and he adjusts the headrest behind me. It strains my neck a little bit. Two leather padded boards are attached on each side of my head and slowly adjusted, pressing against my cheeks and ears, slowly squeezing my head like a vice. My head is immobilized. He lifts my feet up, slipping them into a pair of metal stirrups, strapping my feet in them. He puts two cuffs on my thighs, attaching them to the table at the sides, spreading me open, splaying me obscenely. I watch in helpless desperation as he arranges his toys on the table. He positions a small stand in front of the table and attaches a mirror. After adjusting it a bit, I can see myself in the reflection. My pussy, open, wet, displayed. I can close my eyes, but when they're open, with my head immobilized, I can't help but see it. See myself. I watched as he puts on a pair of blue latex surgical gloves. He takes his time. I feel my heart pounding. I watch as he covers my pussy in warm soapy water, washing it, before coating it in shaving cream and drawing a razor over it. A long, metal, straight razor. I watch as the razor slides over my skin, effortlessly removing my pubic hair, leaving me even more open and exposed. I feel even more naked. I watch it disappear with each stroke of the blade, until all that is left is my bare skin and large pussy lips. He knows I hate how they look. And I know he's enjoying making me watch. He picks up a brown bottle and some cotton swabs. I watch as he drips it on my pussy and uses the cotton to smear it over and around my pussy lips. I try to look away, but I can't. I am painfully aware of how my legs are spread wide, open. My arms have a dull ache in them, reminding me they are useless to me now too. I want to look away, but I can't. I look down at the orange colour of the surgical iodine, staining my skin. I start to plead with him to stop, but he ignores me. He is carefully arranging everything. I see him take a pair of surgical clamps and open and close them, as if practicing. He picks up a small medical package and places it on my chest. I can barely look down and see it, but I know what it is. Needles. Surgical needles for sutures. He leans down and looks into my eyes and informs me in a clinical tone that makes me shiver. I am going to sew you shut, he tells me. I start feeling like I'm going to hyperventilate. He just watches. I'm trying to writhe, escape, get away, anything. Words are coming out of my mouth, but I don't know what they are. But I do. They are fear, pure, unadulterated fear. I am an animal now, caught in a trap. My eyes catch a glimpse of the mirror again, and I see my iodine-covered pussy. And it is wet. Oh God, why is it wet? I am trying to shake my head no, but it is trapped too. I can't look away from him or from the mirror. He is making me wait now, making me think about it. Worry. Hate it. I want it to stop now more than anything. I don't want this, and I try to tell him. He picks up the needles and sutures and returns to his spot between my legs. I watch as he opens them and takes out the clamps. I'm watching in the mirror as he applies them to my pussy lips. The pain makes my whole body stiffen. It is abrupt and intense. Little metal jaws clamping my pussy lips together. He holds them, moving them a bit, exploring how best to position my swollen, clamped lips for what is to come. He isn't looking at me now, but focused intensely on my pussy. He opens the package, peeling back the plastic cover and holding a thin needle with a long, thin string attached to it. I scream as the point of the needle presses against my pussy lip. It is like a bee sting, but worse. The pain keeps growing as he adds pressure. He is going slowly, taking his time. I close my eyes hard, not needing to see. His words break the silence in the room that had been filled only with my screams and begging. I want you to watch, he commands. And God help me, I do. I watch as the needle passes through both of my pussy lips, and I feel every bit of it slide through me. The rough sensation of the thin sutures follow. He pauses and waits before pressing the needle against my skin again. It is agonizing, and I am wailing like a tortured animal. I watch through the tears now filling my eyes and running down my cheeks. Another suture, and the other. And then he tugs them gently, bringing my pussy lips together, sealing them off. And I watch my pussy start to vanish, replaced by stitches. He continues, over and over. I lose count of how many times. But each time the needle pierces me, the pain is fresh. Each time it grows more intense. I watch as the pain in my pussy grows and as access to it disappears. I am helpless. I can't stop it. and I want to. The pressure is relieved as the clamps come off. I look down at my pussy, completely sewn shut. He leaves me that way, I don't know for how long. I can't touch it or soothe it. It burns. It aches. I'm filled with so many emotions. Anger, arousal, desire, hatred, need, desperation, and love. So much love. Once I'm released from the table, I touch myself, feeling the sutures sealing me shut. It hurts, but it hurts good. It reminds me that my pussy belongs to him, and he can hurt it as he sees fit, and he can even take it away from me, like he did today. He tells me that the sutures will dissolve in 24 hours, and I'm going to stay that way for him until they do. He tells me that I can still pee, but it will be messy, so I should probably do it in the shower. For the next 24 hours, I start to go crazy. My pussy is so sore, but I can think of nothing other than touching myself. I want to masturbate. I want to come, but I have to wait. I can't sleep, just constantly rubbing my hand over my sore pussy, feeling the little strings keeping me closed. I start to love feeling this way, hurting, trapped, denied. I can touch myself enough to turn me on, but not quite enough to come. I spend the night that way, waiting for the sutures to dissolve and free me. And when they do, I pull away, opening my pussy again, filling it with my fingers first, and then with my dildo. I fuck myself harder and harder, feeling the pain return. I flash back to the fear, the anxiety, the pain, the torture of being bound and helpless and in agony. I start to come to a barrage of images, sounds, emotions, suffering, pain, agony, his pain toy. And when I am done, I collapse, naked, in bed, covered in sweat. I close my eyes, roll over, and fall asleep. I dream of him, how he tortures me, how he makes me wait for it, and how he knows how to take me to all the places I need to go. When I wake up, I realize I've slept most of the day away. I check my phone and see text. It's from him. Friday, I am going to hurt you. It sends shivers down my spine. It's only Monday, and already I feel my pussy getting wet. I hate it when you hurt me, but I also love it.